Hey everyone, welcome to the Curious Girl Diaries podcast. I'm Layla London, aka The Curious Girl. Now, just to let you know, this podcast is not suitable for work. It's also not suitable for anybody under 18. But the rest of you consenting adults, let's get ready to talk about my sex life, sex in general, and everything in between in explicit, raunchy, fun detail. All right, here we go.
If you think your husband's cheating on you, you're probably right. He probably is. And you know it. Accept your responsibility and the problem because it doesn't happen in a vacuum. I never thought I'd be so turned on by anything in the moment. It took me totally by surprise. I just went with it. And it was so goddamn hot. So fucking hot. I can't even tell you.
All right, all right. I'm going to jump right in. How's everybody doing out there? Well, I do have some fun things to talk about today, and I'm going to start with, well, first of all, let me tell you, I have some really fun stuff to talk about with regards to BE, and I just saw him over the weekend. Today's Monday. So I can't wait to get into that. But I'm going to leave that as I'm going to push that off to the back, because the first thing I wanted to jump into was I get the craziest, I don't know what else to call them. We'll call them wing nuts. I mean, I don't know. I get some of the weirdest messages and people reaching out. But this by far, I will say, is the most bizarre. And I entertained it for a while. I responded a couple times, just because it's kind of fascinating to sit, like, really get, and maybe someone's yanking my chain. Who the fuck knows? But I'll give you the background here so you can kind of catch up, because you're probably wondering, like, what am I even referencing here? I get this message from this woman who basically thinks that as you guys know, because I see someone named D, he's on the website, and I've talked about him, and he's been part of this, you know, the podcast. Yeah, well, he hasn't been on a podcast, although he said he was going to do one with me, and I still have to wrangle him into that. You hear that, D? I'm not letting you off the hook. But anyway, I get this message from some woman, and it's an anonymous message. So on Tumblr, you know, people can contact me anonymously. You can send just a message, and where you don't know who it is. Other people will send me messages where I do know who it is, but this one came anonymously. And it basically said that, you know, she believed that the person that I identified as D was her husband. And why was I meeting him in a hotel room? If I was, then it's probably because we're both married. He and I are married. This is what she's saying. And D is her husband, by the way, and he has children, and, you know, what a home wrecking slut, blah, 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 fill in the blanks. You know, you can imagine where that goes. And, you know, I'm kind of going, am I being punked? I mean, is this for real? Can anybody be this? I don't like using this word at all, but I'm not sure I can find a better suited one for this scenario. But is anybody really this stupid? I mean, what happened here? Do you genuinely believe that, based on my very limited description of D and the nicknaming of him as D, which has no relevance to anybody but me, D could stand for a lot of stuff. I mean, it's so odd. Maybe because I said he's got a big dick and your husband has a big dick. I don't know. The limited bits of information that I put out there about somebody. Again, it's really designed to protect my anonymity, and theirs too. However, I'm not trying to, we're not trying to, I'm not trying to hide anything, you know, tawdry. But at any rate, so I get this message and, you know, I indulge it and I respond and I post it to my Tumblr feed. You know, and I come back with some, you know, very fun, you know, what I consider to be, good. I don't know what I consider to be, you know, a funny kind of humorous, sharp tongued response. And then I get a, you know, and then I get another one and I respond to that. And, you know, I, again, you know, anonymously, there's this anonymous thing. So it's hard to tell again, if it's a complete, you know, if it's just somebody just, you know, being stupid and playing a joke and thinking, you know, blah, blah, blah. Although when I read it, this is the sad thing. When I read what they wrote, I actually believe there could be some, like, this woman really is bitter and vengeful, thinking, you know, because her husband's cheating on her, thinking that that could possibly be me. I don't even know where she lives. She doesn't know where I live. We know nothing about each other. Again, just the, you know, the crazy off the wall deduction that, you know, this person finds somebody online with a blog, be that person be me, and then just says, oh, you know, you must be sleeping with my husband. You got a better chance at winning the lottery, sweetheart. So, you know, maybe you should focus on that. That might get you somewhere. But, you know, I kind of got, it's funny because I got this, so I got the first message when I, after seeing BE, and we saw each other on Saturday, spent the night together, and then I took off, you know, to come home Sunday afternoon. And he did cause me to miss church, by the way. Oh my goodness. I'm a sinner. but one of the things, you know, we spent some very fun time together. And one of the things that came up that morning, it was really interesting, was I was telling him that I get a lot of messages from husbands, married guys. I get messages from married guys. And I said, I was telling BE, I said, God, you know, this is, it's really, I said, it's really sad because it's the same story over and over and over again. It's these guys who, you know, are married, and really, I get the feeling that they love their wives. I mean, they're still in love with their wives, these poor bastards. They're still in love with their wives. No, I'm joking on the poor bastards thing. I think it's great, you know. They're telling, you know, they just want somebody to talk to, right? So they're telling me they love their wife, and but she's more about the kids and won't give them the time of day, and he's like a second-class citizen, and you know, they either don't have sex at all, or it's the, you know, obligatory birthday sex once a year, or, you know, on the holidays, something like that. She doesn't want to be touched, you know, just talks down to him. All this, it goes on and on. But, you know, it's interesting. It's a really common theme. And I don't know what the fuck. I mean, sir, I don't know what to make of it. I mean, really, it's just, it boggles my mind. It boggles my mind why this happens. But I'll, again, you know, I kind of gave this woman, this whack job woman, wackadoodle woman, you know, my two cents. I'm like, you know, let me get this straight, lady. You probably, you know, ignore your husband. You made your kid, you're making the kids a priority. You infantilize him, you know, so you talk down to him like he's a child. Of course you don't want to fuck him. Nobody wants to fuck a child. And you ignore him. You deprive him of sexual intimacy, which is that's a right. That's part of your covenant between two married people. If you stop giving your husband sex or vice versa, you know, your spouse sex, regardless of which direction that goes, you're the one that broke the covenant first. So you starve the guy to death, basically giving him a prison sentence. And then you lose your fucking shit when he goes out and cheats on you. Rational people of the world, does this make sense? It just doesn't. It doesn't make a bit of sense to me. And again, I don't hear this from women predominantly. So, and I'm not saying it doesn't happen. I'm not saying I'm not empathetic to women. Of course I am. I'm empathetic to anybody that's struggling with a circumstance that, you know, and they don't really know how to find their way out of it. But this woman just, I don't get it. You know, I really, again, this is what I don't get. And I'm just going to speak directly to women right now because that's the only, you know, it's the only way I can really put this into perspective. Ladies, do you understand that you're the more complicated one? Between you and your husband, you're the more complicated one, okay? Women were wired all crazy. They're simple. God bless them. I love men. It's not a slight on them. They just don't have to they don't have to overcomplicate shit like we do. And I know I overcomplicate shit. I'm a female. It's just part of my genetic makeup. And this is the cross that women have to bear. But we also have to understand that, you know, when you're crossing that over, you know, to your male partners, it doesn't need to be done. It makes it harder for them. And they don't need that. They have really, really simple needs. And if you start meeting those needs and stop nagging and bitching at the guy, just start meeting those needs. And generally, they're probably physical, okay? Meet those needs and watch how fast your needs are going to get met. It's going to be lightning fast, probably lightning fast. Because men, you know, they want to be chivalrous. They want to be the protectors. They want to be the providers, the conquerors, the man of the house. You know, ladies, what you have to do to make that happen. So if you just take the bull by the horns, put a little effort out there, I think you'll see a vast improvement. And if not, there's always counseling. Please go get some. I think this woman that was emailing me or messaging me was a little cuckoo, to be honest. Probably shouldn't have indulged her. Probably should have just, you know, just blocked her from the get-go. But I got some sick amusement out of it. I won't lie. I mean, I had fun kind of batting her around like a little toy because, you know, I mean, if you come at me with this crap, I mean, you just leave yourself wide open. You know, I'm going to railroad the shit out of you. And that's basically what I did. But it does, again, it's bringing me to this point because I started having this conversation with BE, and then I get home and I get this stupid messages, you know, in my inbox. And I'm like, well, it bothers me. And and ladies, I'm tired of getting messages from your husbands. Okay. I'm not going to fuck them. I don't want your husbands. I do not. No, no interest. But for God's sakes, I mean, I'm sorry. I feel bad for these guys. They seem to be good guys, you know, I just, you know, my heart goes out to them a bit because I know that if if their wives just put in a little bit of effort, these guys would just be so happy to get their marriages back on track. But enough, I guess, enough with that. That's my public service announcement. Women, just start fucking your husbands. Just fuck their brains out. You know, you can't stop being their girlfriends. You know, do you remember all the shit you did to land that guy? Do you remember how hard you worked? All the crazy, fun, you know, ways you were exciting and romantic and kinky or whatever you were, you know, that you did to get this guy to be yours. And now all of a sudden, you know, once you lock him up, you know, now he's a worthless piece of shit. But damn it, he's your worthless piece of shit. How dare any woman find him interesting, you know, or what, this, that, or the other. And I'm not saying, believe me, I don't, but I'm telling you, women, if you're not going to fuck your husband, there's some woman out there that will. I've said it before. I think that those women probably, you know, they've set the bar low if they're out there hunting for married guys, but they will. Someone will. So if you think your husband's cheating on you, yeah, you're probably right. He probably is. I mean, and you know it, but you better damn well accept your responsibility in the problem, because it doesn't happen in a vacuum. And I'm not saying that, you know, it's a one-sided thing. It's not. Of course, he's got his flaws, but you picked him. You picked him. You picked the guy. You saw what his flaws were before you married him. Now you want to just beat him over the head and starve him for affection because he didn't change like you thought he would. Well, that's your mess to clean up. Please don't bring it to my doorstep. Please don't accuse me of sleeping with married guys. All right. I've said my piece. I've wasted too much time on that. Now, it's a good transition into the fun that I had when I saw BE. And you know what? I'm actually motivated to write about this. We had two really fun weekends. I need to blog about it, and I will. But I didn't think there was any harm in giving away some of the fun stuff. Because he is fun, and I mean, there's no secret that I think he's just amazing and sexy as hell. Oh my God. He really is just, I would say, you know, the epitome of, what do we call it? Well, just tall, dark, and handsome. And the big hands I love, and gorgeous face, but a good guy. I mean, I don't know. Sometimes it really does blow my mind that there's, as I've said before, there's all these really good guys out there. I don't understand it. So, you know, ladies, again, I go back to, if you have a dud, drop that dud and you can pick up a stud. They're out there. Not one of mine, but they're just, yeah, I mean, there's great guys out there, and BE is amazing and kinky as fuck, and a great lover. And anyway, okay, let me get down to the nitty gritty, because I have a few, you know, just a few exciting little elements to uncover, or reveal, actually, that I uncovered. One of those things is this guy has been holding out on me. He's a lot kinkier than I knew. He has a sex machine. Yes, you heard me right. A freaking sex machine. So I get to use that sex machine. I see those sex machines in the pornos and I'm like, oh my God, I want one of those. He has one. Uh-huh. Yep. And guess what? My mind cannot stop thinking about all the different ways that could be used on me, on him. I mean, I can get my DP that way. I can get my DP. There's just so, the options are just like, I go crazy in my head when I start thinking about it. He could be fucking me. I can have that. I can have a, you know, the perfect size cock for my ass, you know, dildo, basically a smaller one for my ass, fucking my ass while he's fucking me, or the other way around. I can get a really big one, like, you know, as I've said before, wanting to get a big dildo and try that out. All I have are like the little, you know, I would say, you know, my dildos, by the way, they're smaller than average. And I've always been happy with those. So when you start stepping up, let me tell you from a woman's perspective, when you start stepping up and getting out there and you're coming across these guys with these big dicks, big girthy ones. I like girth, by the way. I don't care about how long you are, quite frankly. I mean, look, if you're 4 inches, but girthy, great. Not that I've ever found somebody that was really short and girthy, but for me, it's not about the length. It's about the girth, the girth, the girth, the girth. So, and there's plenty of guys that have the girth and the length. I mean, now that's when we're talking, that's just like, I mean, you know, there's plenty of guys that I think I've already said, you know, that I've run across. I'm like, that's just not going all the way in me, you know? I mean, and then there's guys when I'm like, I think it's all the way in, and they're like, nope. It's not, because I can't take it. But what's the most important is the girth. Going back to the sex machine, I get to it's a selective penis. There's so many options, you know, and I can try this, that, and the other. I'm not kidding. I felt like a kid in a candy shop when he said he had a sex machine. My jaw just literally hit the floor. My little innocent BE. What is going on? He's been holding out on me. Well, I just can't wait to, I can't wait. Wait. To try that. That'll be exciting. So that's coming on the horizon. The next thing is one of my bucket list items did get crossed off. It's a newly added recent one. Something I've spoken about. I've spoken about it before. I've said it's hot. It would be hot. I wanted either a guy to eat another guy's cum out of me, clean me up, or eat his own cum out of me and clean me up. And it happened. It fucking happened. So, BE, we were going at it, doing our thing, fucking like rabbits. I'm trying not to give out too many details because I've never been motivated to write about anything in my life. I want to write about this. I don't want to give away too many details. But long and short of it is, he ate his own cum out of me. Yes. I had no idea. I thought like, oh, this would be hot. Oh my God. When you're having that done to you, it was impromptu. He talked about this before. I mean, what he'd said was, I need another guy's come off of you. Well, so he just flips me over, gets underneath me, which position was it? I forget how we finished, but he flips me up. Yeah, I think it was on my back. Yeah, it was. He flips me up and then gets underneath me and starts eating my pussy. It felt so good. And then I can feel the cum dripping out of me into his mouth. And then he later tells me he can feel it going down his throat while he's doing all this. Oh my God. Oh my God. I never thought I'd be so turned on by anything in the moment. It took me totally by surprise. I just went with it, and it was so goddamn hot. So fucking hot. I can't even tell you. I still got to get my head straight around this one. It rocked my world. It's making me want a lot more things that kind of circle around that. And because they sounded hot before, and now I'm like, oh fuck yeah. Yeah. I want him to eat another guy's cum out of me. I want him to lick my pussy clean after some guy comes in me. I can't wait. I'm going to make it happen. The other thing, we did a lot of stuff because I went and saw him and we had dinner and made dinner, you know, cooked dinner and of course had sex that night and, you know, just all the chit chat and the talk. It was very, very fun. I just like being in the moment with somebody, like, you know, I love this spending time with them and he's such a great guy and, you know, it's very enjoyable. And so, you know, we had sex that night and then the following morning. And again, I have to blog about all this and I have to blog about the previous weekend that we were together. So there's lots for me to write about. I don't want to give away too many details, but I had to just do a spoiler alert with that. What that come, you know. Oh my God. Okay. Then the next thing, I know I've mentioned before his hands, how fucking just great and big his hands are and his fingers. I mean, when he puts two fingers in me, it's like a fucking cock. I swear to God. I'm like, ow, 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 ow. Yeah. I mean, I'm like, be careful with those. Those are dangerous little weapons right there. Not little, actually, but so the next morning we, you know, having breakfast and talking and coffee and, you know, I'd already showered. I didn't know what, you know, I actually kind of thought I was going to be heading out the door sooner. And then, of course, you know, we get revved up and so we're having sex and again, I'll blog about it. I'll give you the full scenario, but the highlight for with that is let me get the Hitachi. So I get the Hitachi. Because at first it was like, let's watch each other masturbate. This is all, and again, another fantasy of mine. Like I've always wanted a guy, just watch me. Just watch me pleasure myself. And you sit there. And then I'm, you know, using the Hitachi. Well, it doesn't take long. And I'm like, I need you to put your fingers in me. Because that's always, again, been like a, you know, in my head, this fantasy, like making a guy watch and then telling him, I need you to use your fingers on me so I can finish myself off. And he does. He puts his fingers in me, those big fucking fingers. And he's just rubbing my G-spot. And earlier in the day, we've been talking about how I said, you know, because we're talking a lot about the prostate and things like that. And I get to stimulate his prostate and I get to do, you know, he's into ass play. So we're exploring all that. I get to explore that with him. And we did that the night before. And I'm going to blog about that. But I was kind of saying, well, it's like, I was asking him the difference between the two orgasms, you know, what that's like. And when you have a prostate orgasm versus just, you know, just an orgasm from, you know, from your cock. And so he was, the way he was explaining it, really, I said, you know, that sounds a lot like how it feels when I have a G-spot orgasm versus a clitoral orgasm. But sometimes you can sort of bring the two together right at the same time. And it's like fucking phenomenal, pops your head off. Well, going back to where we were at with me and my Hitachi, he puts his fingers in me, he's massaging my G-spot, and oh man, whammo. I just had the most intense body shaking, just wet dripping. I mean, I want to say like life changing. Just amazing orgasm. I couldn't believe it. It felt so good. That's why I'm telling you that the G-spot orgasms are so intense. It's hard to do with the penis. Now, I won't lie. There's been a few occasions and somebody in particular who was good at that. But it's hard. It just, for whatever reason, I don't know why, it's just sort of harder to do with a penis. But, oh my God, when he had those fingers in there, whoo. Yeah, I just lost my shit. I mean, seriously, I just came so hard. And, I mean, I'm like, I'm fantasizing about those fingers in me again. You know, I want that. It's so hot. So anyway, I just had to put this out there, the cum eating and then basically just, you know, masturbating me to orgasm. Oh my God. Or the orgasm assist. You know, I've had that before. I think I had that with Canada. He did that. But this was because BE's fingers are so, I mean, he just, oh man. I mean, it's really just like pushing the magic button. I mean, rocked my world, you know, the previous night and then the next morning. So I am, really looking forward to more, you know, more naughty adventures with BE. Oh. All right, there you have it. Thanks for listening.
Thanks so much for listening. And if you like what you hear, refer me to a friend. And make sure you're following me on social media. Also, go to the website, thecuriousgirldiaries.com, and join my subscribers-only list for access to exclusive content. And as usual, questions or comments, you can always email me at curiousgirl@thecuriousgirldiaries.com.